For this, you're going to need your wand, your dildo, and your cane. The thinnest one you can find. Have you got everything? Good. Now, what I am going to do is explain the rules. Rule number one, you're not allowed to come until I tell you. Rule number two, every time you ask to, I'm going to say no. When I tell you, no other time. Rule number three, every time you do come, you're going to take that cane and you're going to make a mark on your inner thigh. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand what I have told you so far? Now, to start, I want you to turn your wand onto its lowest setting. Place it firmly against your clit. Do not move it. Do not rub against it. Just place firmly. Yes, the lowest setting. Now, I want you to slowly move the dildo up and down that pretty little slit of yours. Don't even think about putting it in. When you open your legs nice and wide, when you picture me kneeling in between them, one hand on your waist, pinning you down, the other rubbing the head of my cock up and down your wet little hole. Shh. Just lie back and accept it. I'll be gentle, maybe. Now, when you push the head of the dildo into that needy little cunt, just the tip, just the head of my cock slipping just inside, more teasing than anything else. Now, I want you to move it back. Just start pushing it in and out slowly and just the tip. Really, really work that tight little cunt. Just think of it, your wet, needy little hole wrapped around the head of my cock. My hand wrapped around your throat. As I tell you, you're a good girl. Now, I want you to push in slightly more. Just keep working it in now. Gentle, let's say about half, get half in. Good girl. Good girl. Now, go up to the medium setting on your wand. Remember, hold it firm. Slowly work more of the dildo in. Nice and slow. Just savor it. Just imagine my hips pushing slightly further each time, till you've got half of my cock buried deep inside you, where it belongs. Good girl. Now, I want you to very slowly work the rest of it. Go on. Keep going. Just work every little bit till you can feel my pelvis flush against yours. Then just hold it there. Just hold it there. Because I would just take a minute to experience your tightness. My hand still on your throat. Squeezing. Now, when you very, very slowly start to pull it out. And turn the wand onto its highest setting. That's a girl. Now, remember, hold it firm. Now, I want you to speed up with the dildo. Faster and faster. Just imagine me getting more into the swing of it. I went balls deep in that pretty little cunt. I've savoured the feeling of it squeezing onto me. Now it's time to fuck it. Holding your throat and your hips. Now, just picture me fucking you until you come for me. Can you do that, baby girl? Can you come for me? Do it. Come for me now. Good girl. Now, leave the dildo in. Keep holding the wand, and I want you to take the cane and make a mark on your right inner thigh. Good girl. Now, put the cane down, grab hold of your dildo again. And get back to work. You're not done yet. No. I want you to really picture it. My teeth sinking into your neck as I pull you back onto me, using you more like a sex toy than a person. My own personal little fleshlight. Fucking you. Again and again and again until I'm satisfied. I I wonder how many times you would come on my cock before I'd come for me. Be a good girl and come for me. That's my girl. Although, you know what comes next, right?
Pick up the cane, and on your left inner thigh, roughly the same place you done on the other one, I want you to leave a nice mark
to show that you're a good girl and that you came for me. There we go. Now, back to that. You're not done till I'm done. And, I'm nowhere near done. I wonder how long you'll be able to keep up before you break. Yeah, it may be a Batman reference, but I wonder what will break first, your mind or your body? Will each orgasm hurt more than the last until you can't take it anymore? Or will your mind just be a blank slate? No. Shut the fuck up. And come for me. Be a good girl. And come all over my cock again and again and again. No. The left leg. It's time to earn your mark. There we go. Good girl. Now back to it. Was I? Oh yeah. Now, when you break, and you will, you'll break. They all break. I hope you know that I'm not gonna stop. I will keep going until I'm satisfied. When you're twitching mess in a pool of sweat and you come, then maybe I'll stop. I say maybe, but it's not likely. And then, after I'm satisfied, after my cum is running out of your well fucked hole, I'm going to take that wand, I'm going to tape it to your clit, and I'm going to sit back and watch you squirm. Now, I'm going to count down from 10 and you're going to come for me. Not before, not after. 3, 2, 1, come for me. Be my perfect little slut and come for me. up the cane, and we're back to the right leg. On the right leg. Now, back to work. As I said, I'm going to use you until you drop. Because you're my good girl. My perfect little princess. But at the same time, you're also my favorite little whore. My bespoke slut. That's a good girl. Ram that dildo in as hard as you think I would be fucking you. And know that it's not even close. Now, I'm going to count down from 10 again. When I'm done, not only are you going to come, you're going to come picturing my cock swelling up inside you and pumping you full of spunk. As my teeth sink into your neck, I grip hold of your shoulders and ram it in extra hard. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, come for me. Come picturing my cock filling you to the brim and then still going. My teeth deep in your neck and my hands gripping your shoulders, throwing you back onto my cock. Fucking come for me. Now, pick up your cane and put one on the left thigh. That's a good girl. Now, that's 18 and a half minutes that you have lasted this time. I want you to remember something. It takes me 2.5 hours on a good day. And this is 18 minutes.